Bikurim, Perik Gimel Mishnah Beis. Ketzim Nalanus of Bikurim. So how would they go up and bring up the Bikurim? Kol Hayaras Sheba Maimed, Miskansens Le'ir Shal Maimed. So we know that there are 24 Mishmaros Kohun and Levia, that they would have a separate week out of each year. Each family, the Kohanim and Leviim, they would have their avodas that they would do, would be set by a lottery, and each week would be a different family, a different Mishmar. But Klal Yisrael also needed somebody to represent them, and they also separated 24 Mamadas as well, connected the 24 Mishmaras of Kohun and Levia. So each Maimed would have a Rosh HaMaimed, the head of that Maimed, and he would be the one that went to Yerushalayim. There would also be another one from that Maimed that would go to Yericho to help support him. But the Rosh HaMaimed would go to Yerushalayim to represent Klal Yisrael for all the Karbanos, Tamidim, Musafim, things like that. And the rest of the Maimed, meaning all the people that were in the city, the rest of the week they would fast, they would daven, like the Gemara says in Tainus. So by Bikurim, all those cities and territories in that Maimed, Miskansens Le'ir Shal Maimed, they would all gather into that Ir Shal Maimed, V'lonen B'rchoy V'shal Ir, and they would sleep in the streets of the city. They didn't enter the houses, and the Rav explains, because they didn't want to be Tameh. And in the morning, the Mamunas, the Rosh HaMaimed, the Rav explains, he would say, Kumu v'nala tzion al beis Hashem Elokeinu. Let us arise and go up to Tzion, to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rav explains, while they were going, they would say, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem Nelech. And when they got to Yerushalayim, they would say, the Tehillim, Omdus hayu raglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. And then when they got to the Har HaBayis, they would say, Haluka, Halukel B'kotro. And when they got to the Azara, they would say, Kol HaNeshama Tahalulka. Now, this obviously doesn't mean that they did this on their specific week. Because first of all, the Rosh HaMaimed would be in Yerushalayim. He wouldn't be in his house. The Mishnah Yishayna wonders why this wasn't also mentioned by Meiser Sheni and Natarivai. Why don't they have the whole process of going to the Rosh HaMaimed and going in with Simcha, and we're going to see what they would play instruments. So he gives two answers. Could be that it's only because by Bikurim, the Psukim specifically talk about Simcha. But by Bikurim, it says, V'samach de'b'chol atov. That's one answer he gives. The other answer he gives is that it could just be that in a Hanami, they would do it, but they would usually bring everything together when they would go up for Shavuos, for the Chag HaBikurim. They would also bring their Neter Voi, and they would also bring their Ma'aser Sheni at that same time. Because it would be a big tercha to go at different times. And he brings down that the Rashi actually says this in Sanhedrin.